You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
Hello, we've got some great things coming along on the show today. First of all, I'll be speaking with our fitness and wellbeing expert, Jodie Sargeson, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what to do now that school's starting and how to get your fitness routine going. Then I'll be having a chat with English pastor, author and speaker Margaret Stunt, who had such an awful time when she was growing up because of her mum who was mentally ill. And boy, does Margaret have a story to tell about how things have turned around. So let's talk now with Jodie Sargeson about getting back into our fitness routine. Now the year's getting going again. Hi Jodie, great to have you here today.
Hi Jenny.
So Jodie, it's nearly school time and we've had a fantastic summer holidays. What's the way to get ourselves sorted and fit now as we approach the next part of the year?
Oh, Jenny, it is planning time. For me and for everybody else, the world changes. We've got husband's schedules, mum's schedules, all the different schedules you've got to factor in. And what about that fitness? It drops off. Now's the time to set a new plan. Okay. Keep it simple and it will work.
Okay, so when you say keep it simple, I'm thinking, okay, so I've got to get out and walk in the mornings, I'm going to try and get my Pilates class in, I've got to think about other things in terms of my injuries and how I work on them. What's your recommendation?
Number one, let's reshape that. It's looking busy and hard to do already, Jenny.
Yeah.
We're doing this because we love our body.
Yep.
And we're going to make that work for our body. Fitness is a treat to your body. Blessing with kindness, and you're leading your children to see what we do to look after ourselves. So movement that morning, I suggest setting it in the morning early if you need to do it and actually do it, because by the end of the day, those wheels fall off, as we know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I always try and do it before breakfast if I can.
Brilliant.
If I don't get it before breakfast, nah, goodbye. That's the end of that.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
So for me, it might look like getting up, going for a walk. It might look like going into the lounge room, doing a little set that I've put together involving push-ups, dips, all those kind of strength moves that are really vital. There's some great ones that you can jump online and grab as well. Now, if you need help as well, you can always go to a gym or incorporate a personal trainer to set you that plan for home.
Yes.
Then one little troubleshooting thing I'm including is now actually to schedule a day where I meet the kids at school and ride the bikes home together.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so you can always fit these things in to make it work for your whole family.
So logistically, would you just how do you do that? You've got one bike that you ride, two bikes that they ride.
Yes.
How do you manage to get them all to school?
So we drop off bikes in the morning.
Okay.
I actually drive with a trailer, and now what I'm hoping to do is connect with other families and get them involved too, so I can collect their children's bikes or they may drop them off to me to go on the trailer to be dropped at school. We ride home as a nice little group, and it's helping some other mums out as well.
Okay.
Isn't that
fabulous?
Yep. Time-saving tips.
Yeah. So then, Jodie, what else? Any other ideas?
That would involve things like going to the beach. It's going to be heading into that time of year where we're getting a bit more sunshine. Now, I would even incorporate running in the water and having the kids moving in with us, digging and making sandcastles if you've got those littler ones. Now, I actually get a good workout from that. I don't know if anyone's had a good go at it. Make the biggest castle in the world.
Mm.
All these things count as movement. If you're at work, incorporate more stairs. I'm giving you the time saver ones to fit in, because it can often feel a bit overwhelming to make it all happen.
Yes. Well, Jodie, that's a great start to the year. And should we be setting long-term goals too in terms of the whole year?
Fabulous. I would map myself out just a really basic plan. Sometimes it can be a struggle to get through a week, let alone a year plan.
Yeah.
I would personally tailor it more to the term and perhaps set yourself a goal of a challenge. So if you're somebody who invites or enjoys a bit of a challenge, why not incorporate booking into a race or something basic? It might even be a walking event just to get yourself started.
Mm.
Take someone on board with you to do this journey. It'll make it a lot more achievable.
Yeah. And I think that's something that's really important to keep on getting back to, isn't it? That when you're doing it in community or relationship with other people, it makes it so much more fun and so much easier to do.
It makes it more fun and it helps somebody else as well.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks so much, Jodie. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
And Jodie Sargeson is the Treasuring Mothers fitness and wellbeing expert. And don't forget to listen to all these interviews again. You can check out the podcast at treasuringmothers.com.
That's this week's episode of Treasuring Mothers. Don't forget to join us next week. Thank you for listening.